From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Thousands of Syrian villagers are fleeing homes in the countryside south of Aleppo. It comes in the face of a government ground assault backed by Russian airstrikes. It's one of four major offensives mounted since Russia's military intervention in the long-running Syrian civil war. The three other offensives are focused mainly on rural areas in the provinces of Homs, Hama, and Latakia. 3 weeks into the Russian air campaign, no ground assault has been launched by government forces in major rebel-held urban areas. Meanwhile, over 500,000 refugees and migrants have arrived by sea in Greece this year, and the rate of arrivals is rising in a rush to beat the onset of freezing winter, according to the United Nations Tuesday. This is UN Refugee Agency spokeswoman Melissa Fleming.
In Greece, we have reached another dramatic milestone in numbers. Over 500,000 people have arrived yesterday, with the arrival yesterday of 8,000 people, bringing the total to 502,500.
In all, more than 643,000 refugees and migrants from the Middle East, Africa, and Asia have crossed the Mediterranean to Europe this year. Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed Britain's parliament Tuesday during a visit to the British government. The government there is touting it as an opportunity for the two countries to boost trade and investment, while human rights advocates urge questions about China's human rights record. Earlier in the day, she was greeted by Queen Elizabeth Tuesday at Buckingham Palace during a lavish welcoming ceremony. His four-day trip includes talks with Prime Minister David Cameron. VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for calm during a two-day visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories after weeks of deadly violence. He says, "My visit reflects a sense of global alarm at the dangerous escalation in violence between Israelis and Palestinians." He made the comments to reporters after meeting the Israeli president in Jerusalem Tuesday, adding, "If we do not act fast, the dynamics on the ground will only get worse." U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford flew into Iraq on Tuesday. He's there to get an in-person assessment of the ongoing fight against Islamic State militants. Dunford told reporters traveling with him on his first visit to Iraq since taking the post October 1st that Iraqi officials have assured him that they have not asked Russia to join the group of nations conducting airstrikes there. Most countries around the world will need to step up their efforts to cut down on carbonization. That's according to the head of the OECD's Climate Change Division. He said that in Bonn Tuesday, where diplomats and experts are meeting to prepare for the UN Climate Summit in Paris later this year. This is Simon Buckle.
Overall, countries are making progress. They're making pledges that are contributing to mitigation efforts. But if they're to meet their own targets, they will need to step up those efforts. What we're seeing is that to meet the post-2020 targets, most countries will need to accelerate their decarbonization efforts.
A summit in Paris is supposed to agree on a global accord for tackling climate change in December. South Africa's superstar athlete Oscar Pistorius got an early release from prison Monday night, bringing his time behind bars to just over a year. His family, however, made it clear that Pistorius is simply going from one prison to another. He's required to spend the remainder of his five-year sentence under house arrest. This is a Pistorius family spokesperson, Annalise Burgeff.
It's very important for the family to emphasize that Oscar's sentence hasn't been shortened or reduced. He's simply entering the next phase of his sentence now. He will serve this under the strict conditions that govern correctional supervision. The family will support Oscar as he serves out the remainder of the five-year sentence handed down by the trial judge, and he will strictly adhere to the conditions set by the parole board and community corrections.
The Director General of the World Health Organization says the Ebola crisis in West Africa should serve as a wake-up call for member states to do more to prevent deadly disease outbreaks before they occur. Dr. Margaret Chan noted 30% of staffers in a WHO preparedness division were cut after the 2008 financial crisis, and funding has remained insufficient since then. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.